Okay, let's give Tom a call today from Hillside and Munising and see if things have gotten any better. And also, I want to check in on the blueberry situation in Alger County and see if it's the same as it seems like everywhere else, which is not good. So let's give Tom a call at Hillside in Munising.
Hillside, this is Tom.
Tom, Adam Carpenter from the Outdoor Show. You got some time for us today?
Sure.
Excellent. Appreciate you taking the call. Wanted to check in. Last time we talked to you, it was pretty doom and gloom around Alger County in general, but I heard things picked up a little bit. What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, the weather seems to have played, obviously, just about all the role in it. It's been stupid hot the last couple of days. But I'll tell you, it was interesting. I was over in Murray's Bay yesterday snorkeling.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I got around all the driftwood underwater, you know, 12, 15 feet of water, and there's freaking smallmouth bass everywhere.
Yeah, I heard that.
They're just hanging out, looking at me.
And did you see anything just massive, or were they all about 5 pounds?
Oh, there are some pretty decent hogs in there,
really?
Actually. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And they're just hanging around in the timber 10, 12 feet under the water.
Yeah, sitting in on driftwood, any of the structure they can find, they're hanging out there. And you know the piker crews, and I actually heard from the majority of them being tourists. You guys are catching some smaller perch. One guy told me he was getting walleye in Murray's Bay, which I personally find hard to believe, but who knows?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
No, I think he was telling me stories.
Now
I like stories, though. So.
It makes your job more interesting, doesn't it?
Right. I just nod my head and try to convince them to buy some whiskey.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe they already have.
You know, I've had some dudes talking about, actually, a good friend of mine was fly fishing and still catching some small brookies in the river on the fly.
It must be a spring-fed creek then, because I've heard the water levels are super low and the temps are really high.
Yep. Now, there's a couple rivers in Alger County that keep moving, and he was pulling. They were smaller, non-keepers, but he said he was just out for the action of throwing a fly. So, pretty cool.
That's good to hear. And we'll get back in touch with Tom here in our next Outdoor Report, complete our conversation, get into more details on the lake trout fishing, and find out about those blueberries in Alger County, too. So, let's hope he might have a good report, but I'm not going to hold my breath for it. All right, so stay tuned for part two, coming up a little bit later on this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.